Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense, coming to you today from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the world headquarters of the United States Concealed Carry Association, otherwise known as the Armed American Radio Network's world headquarters in West Bend, Wisconsin, just a little bit outside of Milwaukee. First, let me open this program with the following few statements regarding that Dog and Pony show airing last night on CNN and hosted by Anderson Cooper. I want to applaud the National Rifle Association and the National Shooting Sports Foundation for refusing to participate in what both organizations knew was a pre-programmed and highly controlled fabrication of a supposed objective town hall-style charade. In the same vein, I am very disappointed that there were well-known pro-gun forces who chose to participate in that charade conducted by a rabidly gun-hating mainstream media outlet, CNN. I understand their desire to make their points. However, that was not the place to do it. Again, my opinion. It is my opinion that the Bill of Rights, or any part of it, is in no way debatable. And for the purpose of this program, particularly the Second Amendment, that debate ended in December of 1791. Simply put, there is no debate. The Second Amendment exists. We own it. They hate it. We are right. And it isn't going away, try as they might, with this latest un-American attempt at lawless and unconstitutional executive actions from the single most gun-hating American president in our history, whose motives are quite clear to any clear-thinking, honest individual. If you can't figure out by now that Barack Obama is a windbag in a suit full of crocodile tears while the shutters click away, and to watch what he does, not listen to what he says, quite frankly, I don't think there's any hope for you at this point, and I'm not even talking to you anymore. You can move on. Change the dial. Go to the fridge, grab some more Kool-Aid, and go watch the Game Show Channel or some such. To show up at that charade again, in my opinion, lent credibility to the agenda of Barack Obama, Michael Bloomberg, Every Town for Gun Safety, and that hateful, spiteful Facebook wizard cyberbully Shannon Watts. To think for one moment that they were going to make a difference in a pre-planned and pre-rigged phony town hall is naive at best and explains in some measure why the establishment Republicans are running around like headless chickens. They seem to think they can negotiate with these people. To kid yourself that Obama and the rest of that gun-hating propaganda machine is the least bit interested in an honest discussion is asinine and foolish. And again, in my opinion, plays right into their hand by creating this illusion that they want the headline surfers in America to fall prey to, that there is an actual debate about gun control. There is no debate. And yet again, we have handed them a victory by showing up and pretending they care about what we say. They don't. No, this should have been nothing more than a love fest of like-minded gun grabbers playing to an audience of like-minded gun grabbers and no one else. The world would then have seen it for what it was, a charade and another lie. By being there last night, pro-gun rights, pro-forces lent credibility and legitimacy to an un-American movement that must be crushed and wiped out, a gun control push that needs to be totally defeated and delegitimized. Showing up only gave those un-American freedom haters the ability to claim there is, in fact, a debate. There is no debate. Again, I applaud the National Shooting Sports Foundation, of which I am a member, the National Rifle Association, of which I am a member, for seeing through the smoke and mirrors and not lending them the credibility they are seeking. Do you disagree with me? Let me know. Mark at armedamericanradio.org or Twitter at AARMark. But let me ask you this. Do you think the un-Americans are going to stop with background checks, just dry up and go away? Do you honestly believe this is about background checks? Background checks that they know don't work? This is one step in a stairway they are willing to build over generations until your guns and your rights are gone. The debate is over, and don't take my word for it. Read the Bill of Rights for yourself. But I may be wrong. Barack Obama said so. Welcome to the program from West Bend, Wisconsin. Kevin Michalowski, you're here for the rest of the show. How are you?
Good to see you again, Mark.
Great to see you. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here with you in studio. I'm going to turn your microphone up just a little bit there, so let's say that again. How are you?
It's good to be here, Mark. Thanks again.
It's good to have you here. We'll repeat that. And sitting over to your left across the table from me, he just walked in. He is the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association, a great friend, and the owner of all of this glorious stuff, and that's Tim Schmidt. Tim, how are you?
Hello, Mark. Great to be here, as usual.
It is great for me to be here, as usual, so thank you very much. Kevin, let's start with you. Provocative statements. We had a lot of pro-gun people in that town hall last night. Should we have, or what do you think about what I had to say?
Well, I don't think they should have been there. I don't think that we should have lent any support to what Obama was saying. Obviously, we want to have somebody who's going to be there to stand up and say, wait, I still want my guns. But they had a few private citizens. I mean, the woman from Colorado who was a rape victim who accused the president of making her and her family less safe. That was perfect. I don't think that we needed to have large pro-gun groups there in the group trying to get a word in edgewise. They knew it wasn't going to happen.
They're talking past each other. I heard it described earlier today. Mm-hmm. Do you think Obama listened to anything
they
said?
No, he didn't listen, and you could tell in some of his responses. He didn't even care. He knew what he was going to say. This thing was all planned out, and he was pushing it forward.
Yeah, I agree. Tim, did you happen to see any of it?
No, Mark, I didn't see it, but your words were very eloquent. And, you know, from my perspective, that wasn't a town hall meeting. That was town hall propaganda.
Thank you.
And the word that you used that really resonated with me was you said un-American. And that's exactly what those people are. They're un-American. America is about freedom. And freedom is respecting natural-born rights. And the ability to protect and defend oneself is a natural-born right, simply affirmed by our Constitution. And so people are going to stand up and say that, well, we get to choose which rights, which natural-born rights we'll recognize. Well, that's anti-freedom and anti-American.
You know, I'm glad you said that. I'll tell you why. Un-American to me, it's a tough word to use. It's not easy to call maybe your neighbor un-American or their behavior un-American, is it?
No.
Some people look at that and they say, well, that's a very harsh description of somebody that you're referring to who's a neighbor and an American citizen. And my response to that, Tim, is allow me the opportunity to explain exactly what I mean by that, and I put it in this perspective. And I know you've heard this before, but I'll go ahead and reiterate it for new listeners. And that is, we have an ability to disagree in America. We have the right to disagree with one another. We can agree to disagree. That's what this country was founded on. That's part of our founding principle. I can like guns. You can hate guns. I can try to fix you because I think you're broken, and you can try to fix me because you think I'm broken. And in the end, at the end of the day, we can agree to disagree if we can't come together. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, sure, that's right.
But if I step over that line and I try to take from you, and not just disagree, but take from you that which you have a right to possess and own and use to defend your right, your natural law right of self-defense in life, to me, that's un-American. As un-American as if I tried to take Kevin's copy of Huck Finn because I thought it was racist and he thought it was literary genius and I was too stupid to see the literary genius and thought it was racist. It's un-American of me to tell you what to read and then try to take it from you.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, there's a statement in the Supreme Court when they're looking at different things. If somebody says, well, that's pornography, it has the right to be garbage and it's pushed aside. Who's the high arbiter of what we get to do and what we get to read and see and carry with us and use to defend ourselves?
It should be us, the people. It's a great point. In last night's town hall, the great arbiter is Barack Obama.
Right. He's going to help us. He knows what's best for us.
Yeah, well said, Ken.
Yeah, very well said. And it speaks volumes. Speaks volumes. Tim, did you wanted to say something?
Oh, I just have to head out soon.
Oh, no, I want you to. Go ahead and head out. You walked in. I'm glad you could stop in. We'll be seeing you later today.
Thanks for letting me on the show.
Thank you for being in here. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
it's your
Kevin.
Office. We love
see
it. Thanks. I got to tell you, Kevin, I don't even know if – did it just come out that way? Because you hit the nail right smack on the head.
Yeah, that was
nail.
Just – I've had that thought for quite some time that who gets to decide. And no one should decide for us. That's the essence of freedom, and that's the essence of rights. We have the right to peaceably assemble. We have the right to worship how we wish. We have the right to keep and bear arms. And no one should take that away from us. We should certainly be held accountable for the way we do all of those things. And if we violate somebody else's rights, then we're responsible for that. We need to be punished, but not until then.
Prophetic words hours after that town hall last night. Yeah. That's absolutely correct, because what we're talking about here, when it comes to our Bill of Rights and the right to bear arms, which is enshrined in the Second Amendment, I have to remind you again that the Bill of Rights consists of 10 amendments, not 9. They'd rather see it be 9. But at the end of the day, you own the Second Amendment. They hate the Second Amendment. They want it. And anyone naive enough to believe that they will stop at background checks, which, by the way, in the president's comments during the press conference when he announced it, when he announced his executive actions and listed about 9 or 10 shootings, none of which would have been stopped with his proposed executive actions.
Right.
Do you honestly believe this is about background checks? Get your head out of the sand. We'll be back right after this from the USCCA World Headquarters in West Bend, Wisconsin.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of 4 brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 1 of the number 4 guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1 of 4 guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is, and welcome back to these mobile cross, we say that down south, mobile crossbreed holster studios. I am currently at the USCCA, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association, world headquarters in West Bend, Wisconsin. And I've got a great lineup here for you. The politics, I hate having to talk about what I had to mention in that opening segment, but it had to be done. At the same time, they need to be delegitimized and marginalized. And I don't think we do that by giving them the credibility that they seek. Hence my opening statement in the first segment. Sean, during the break, mentioned that he had a question. Sean, I want to bring your mic live from the Salem Radio Network down in Dallas. How you doing, Sean?
I do's very well. How about you?
Good. I'm glad you do's very well. I appreciate it, brother. What was your question? Ask me and the listener.
Okay. Now, I was watching Barack Obama's pony show thing last night. Well, one of the things he said that struck me kind of odd, he said that he needed funding for more FBI and ATF agents to do the background checks.
Right.
I'm trying to figure that out because I would think that, and maybe I'm wrong, that when you go to the gun store, they do the background check. Basically searches a dirty database and then kicks the information back. Am I correct?
That is correct. That's the 4473 form fill out that conducts the FBI background check.
Okay, well, here's my question. Why do you need more ATF and FBI agents to input stuff that shouldn't be in there unless you're a criminal?
That's a great question. Yeah. Kevin and I are sitting here across the table from each other, both of us pointing at each other. Let me take this answer. Go ahead. I know what you're going to say.
Well, first of all, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System is only open 17 hours a day.
Exactly.
And so many people are buying guns.
Why are they buying guns?
I don't know. Just because we can.
Who's the greatest gun salesman in the world?
Because Barack Obama is prompting people to buy guns. And sometimes gun sellers are getting busy signals or they can't get the returns fast enough. And there are some state laws out there that say, you know what, the background check has to come back in X number of hours.
Right.
And if it doesn't, then you're approved because they couldn't find anything on you.
And if not, then you get that conditional
conditional response, which
triggers the three-day wait until the background check is either completed or fades, correct?
So, okay. Yeah. So more guys on the phones, more people doing the background check will actually help us sell more guns because we can get more guns sold faster. So I actually kind of like that idea.
Okay, now there's an argument, though, Sean, that I let me put this in a different perspective. There is an argument out there that we are increasing a bureaucracy, more tax dollars, that we shouldn't be having to do anyway.
So,
we can see both sides of that. We're growing government. Of course, we know Barack Obama loves growing government.
Well,
Go ahead, Sean.
I thought, well, maybe this was all computer. In other words, if I'm a police officer and I get in my patrol car and I get on the computer and I look through this database, it comes back and says, oh, okay, this guy's wanted or not. The reason why I asked the question, because to me, and like I said, I could be wrong. I have been before, believe me. It seemed to me like, well, maybe he might want other agents just because he wants to expand different patrols or different investigations.
That's a fear.
And it might come down that way because he also asked for ATF agents
who
will then be patrolling gun shows trying to find out if somebody is quote unquote making a substantial living through the sale of firearms.
Yeah.
And at that point they're required to have an FFL and they're selling guns without an FFL, which is a felony. So lots of things will be happening. Not overnight. It's gonna take, you know, 90 days to get people up to speed and things like that. So
well, there's also the perspective that this is going to wind up in the courts.
Yes.
That is probably more than likely going to be held out by injunction and probably stretched out for at least a couple of years. Barack Obama, I do not see – well, he will not see the end result of this during his presidency, thankfully.
I'm a real big fan of calling this the trial balloon.
That's what it is.
And then the big reveal will come after Election Day.
There you go.
Then we'll see, oh, well, now I got another great idea, and I'm only in till January, but here's what I'm going to do between now and then.
Well, I know that you I know you listened to the program, and I don't know if you had heard last week when Alan Gottlieb on the Monster Sunday broadcast,
in fact, mentioned that. And he's been quoted in a number of different publications and national news outlets just this past week alone regarding the trial balloon theory that come November, after the election, regardless of its outcome, that we're going to see Obama's real gun grab. Now, my thoughts on that were, is it conspiratorial? I don't know. I can see it coming in the form of an entire class of weapons through regulation being moved over to the NFA, semi-automatics. Barack Obama slipped the other day in his press conference, Kevin, when he said there are some responsible gun dealers who are refusing to sell semi-automatic weapons, and we expect and hope to see more do that. Mm-hmm. That was not a mistake. That was a Freudian slip.
Yeah.
So let's make that very clear. That is a very, very real possibility.
Hey, Mark.
But yeah, Sean.
And I'll go through this real quickly. I saw what I did see on the Blaze was Rand Paul was talking on The View, and Whoopi Goldberg kept saying automatic weapon, even though he had explained that doesn't. And that coincides with what you're saying, because when she kept saying that, I said, you know, she's trying to get her audience to think of semi-automatic weapons as automatic weapons, because that way they can train everybody to say that. So then when Barack Obama comes in and wants to regulate semis, it works for him.
Well, you know, Sean, you've been doing this with me for a long time. You and I are now 7 years into this. Let me give you one of my favorite sayings.
Yes.
And I take credit for it. Those people are ignorant.
Yes.
And ignorance, when left unattended, breeds what?
Stupidity.
Yeah. Thank you. And what political agenda depends on stupidity for its successful implementation?
Absolutely.
Democrat, progressive, leftist, gun-grabbing, Democrat, socialist. And let's call it what it is. That's what they call themselves. They can't distinguish between the two now. In town hall meetings or questions from reporters. Chris Matthews asked Hillary Clinton the difference, and she couldn't distinguish. So we'll just call them what they are, Democrats, socialists. And it is vital that people understand that. Okay, we've got just about another minute before we go to a break. Then Kevin, we've got some issues, some great stuff happening here at USCCA. Set us up as we go into the break.
Yeah, we'll be talking about a live training broadcast that's coming up, and we have some folks from our member service division. We can talk about exactly what happens when you call the USCCA, and there's some cool things going on.
You mean there's
USCCA
really
right
real
now.
People here that have your back?
Real people have your back. You can call 24 hours a day. You'll get to talk
to somebody. It's not at a call center in Pakistan or India, but they're actually here in West Bend, Wisconsin.
It's right upstairs. They're waiting for us now.
I shook their paws today. I love it. Yeah, we're going to talk with Becky here, who runs the department, in just a couple of minutes. Before we go to that break, the training. Now, I tell listeners every day, 5 days a week and every Sunday, so 6 days a week, as I'm annoying a liberal across America's airwaves, somewhere at various hours of the day, every day of the week, to check the USCCA on-air website. And that in many cases, they'll find out the new promotions and the new events before I will, because sometimes marketing will put it up on that particular website before they notify me. And that's exactly what happened here. So I'm going to learn from you, too, exactly what this program is and how it works.
We have some great free training coming up. It's absolutely free. You just have to sign up in advance.
I'm a big fan of free stuff, as long as it didn't come from your pocket. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues with Kevin and Becky and others from the United States Concealed Carry Association World Headquarters right here in West Bend, America. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, sitting in these mobile Crossbreed Holster studios, I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the West Bend offices of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Really, my second home, quite frankly, and it's great to be here. It was great to have Tim Schmidt, the founder, pop his head in during the first segment. That was unexpected. We had some fun with that. I'm talking with Kevin Michalowski, who is the, you know, I give you a different title every time, Chief Lead Dog Executive Monster Editor of Concealed Carry Magazines. That sound fair?
I'm now, I believe, the Director of Content. So,
wow. Oh, yeah. See, that changed, that's right. Sean. That's why we do that.
It's expanding. Content. Job growth. Mission right. Creep.
Well, you know, so. Kevin, as you know, one of the things I do at about this time of the show is I drive listeners to the USCCA On Air website. If you mistype, you can put in USCCA on AAR. Both of them will get you there. So if you're thinking Armed American That's Radio, right. The site is for you, Armed American Radio listeners, and many, many thousands of you have used it. Head over to USCCA On Air. And as I said before the break, sometimes you see what's on there before I get it from the marketing department here at our sponsor and owner at United States Concealed Carry Association. Today is one of those days. I'm actually on the site now, and here's what I see, and I want you to explain this while I'm here. Free training video number 2, how to increase your handgun accuracy by up to 217% without spending a dime on ammo from the comfort of your own home, the place you're most likely to defend yourself. Like this training, don't miss out. Free live training broadcast. What is this all about?
We are putting together a free live training broadcast on Wednesday night, January 13th, at 8 p.m. Central Time. And it will be Tim Schmidt and myself here broadcasting live from the USCCA headquarters. And we're pulling together all of the cool stuff that we're doing in our training department and our content department. So we'll be talking
about... Which you are now the head of.
That's right.
Okay.
And we'll be talking about ways to keep yourself safe, ways to improve your shooting, and showing off some of the things that we just recently completed and that improve your shooting accuracy 200% is with George Harris, the co-founder of the Sig Sauer Academy.
Yeah, we know
and,
George well.
George and I put together a dry fire training video. We'll be showing some segments of that, showing people how to improve their accuracy, just a few quick things that they can do. Questions
tease
will be coming
me.
In.
Tease me. I want to know. Give me an example.
The wall drill, and it's one of those things where if you haven't done it yourself, you think, man, I'm going to look stupid doing this, but it's a dry fire training drill where your firearm is within 1 inch of the wall, and what that does is it focuses your attention on the front sight and nothing else. You don't get to look over the sight. You don't get to look away. It teaches you to focus on that front sight, and when it's right there, centered in your sight picture, you squeeze that trigger gently and have a spotter watch and tell you if you move. So you'll see George telling me, hey, stop it. You know, you're jerking that trigger. Gentle, straight trigger press right to the
laser,
rear.
No laser?
No laser. You can do it all by yourself with just what you have. Make sure your firearm is empty. There's no ammunition in the room with you. Point your gun at the wall and squeeze that trigger directly back while you're staring at that front sight. And it works.
Now, presumably what that will do is that will create, as we all know, you default back to your training level
right.
in an emergency, and that's true whether it be driving. That it's true in any facet of your life, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what will presumably happen here is after you can nail this training and continue to do it on a regular basis, you get to the range the first time you're going to realize that you're on front sight.
Yep, that every I'm staring
time.
At the front sight, and you won't have to remind yourself when you bring that firearm up in front of you, look at my front sight, look at my front sight. No, it just becomes automatic. So I like to tell people, 3,000 to 5,000 repetitions makes something.
3,000 to 5,000 repetitions.
We call that muscle memory, but actually it's building the synapses in your brain that makes your muscles do what you want them to do automatically. And those are the kinds of things we'll be talking about. Like I said, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, January 13th. The training is absolutely free. We already have about 9,000 people signed up. You sign up right on USCCA on air.
9,000, and this is a webinar.
Yes, it's a webinar. Going out, it's going to be live.
Like my kids' old show, yeah. That iCarly show. It's a real webinar.
There
right?
you
like
go.
iCarly, okay.
And it's absolutely free, but you do have to sign up in advance. And even if you sign up in advance and don't get to watch the webinar, you got something else to do at 8 o'clock, then you can watch the repeat of the webinar because you're signed up in advance.
Okay, that's a beautiful thing. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. 9,000 people already.
Yeah, already. It's,
okay.
it's going great.
And people can get it from where? Just USCCA on air? They
USCCA
right
on air, right there. You'll watch the brief training video we have and click, yes, I want to sign up now. And away you go. You'll
be ready. People are getting accustomed to seeing the promotions, the awesome promotions on the website, some of the emails I get.
And we're developing a lot more video content that's going to be coming out to people. We've got a brand new studio. Things are going great.
All right, that's why you're the head of the content team. You just heard it. And no, that's fun. That type of training, and of course, I've worked a lot with CERT pistols, but I have never done that drill.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward
to
that.
In the 20 years I've been in the firearms industry, this was the first time I've looked at the wall drill up close and done it and thought, wow, thanks, George.
Did George develop this himself for the 6 hour?
No, I believe it came up from somebody else, and he's been doing it for 40 years, he said.
So. All right, great. Well, that's just one of the great things going on at United States Concealed Carry Association. We're in here in the headquarters, and this is a beautiful building. Have been here about, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, two and a half years.
So. Getting ready to break ground on a new building because every department at this organization is exploding in growth. One of those departments is the member services team. And we have a member services advisor with us here in the studio here at the USCCA World Headquarters, and that's Renee Kraus. Renee, welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense for the first time ever.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here, and I had never had the opportunity to meet you here.
Correct.
And I'm glad I did, and I'm glad we had the opportunity to sit you down because you and I have not spoken before, and I want people to hear when they call the USCCA, why do they reach you? For any question, they're going to get a hold of member services, correct?
Correct. We are the front line. So when a member calls in, they are going to be prompted to press whether they're a member or a subscriber. If there's an incident, they would immediately press the pound sign, and that's going to put them through to a case manager who is available to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's not an incident, they're going to reach us. There are about 10 member service advisors that they're going to reach, and we'll be able to assist them from, you know, renewing their magazine or their membership or updating their credit card information or just basic information. So
now, will they get you? Let's say, for example, I have had to discharge a firearm in defense of my life. Will they get you, and will you direct them to somewhere else?
It depends. So if they call during business hours, then it will come through on the incident line, and they would get us, and then we would immediately take their information and then put them through to a case manager. And the case managers are here on site with us, so then we're able to get them in touch with them immediately.
The case managers are here on site.
Correct.
Case managers are here.
They're
on
not
site.
In Pakistan.
Right.
Nope.
They're not in India, but they're here in West Bend, Wisconsin, on site.
And what makes me amazed is that I see those case managers take the phone with them when they leave at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, you know, bad guys don't keep office hours. So if someone needs to call 24 hours a day, like she said, you will get a case manager, and they start the ball rolling. How long does it typically take?
As far as up to get an attorney to them, or, I mean, if you call, once you call, you're immediately directed to a case manager. So they're going to get that incident report and take care of you right away. So immediately, I mean, within minutes, they're going to be able to get the ball rolling. So that's why we ask the members to call us immediately after calling 911. Because the sooner we can talk with them, the sooner we can get it taken care of.
No, very, very important information. You know, I've always said, Kevin, as you know, over the years on the program, that the USCCA is here in the event that you need it. They've got your back.
Right.
And the actual people who have your back are sitting right here in this room. And you're the individual that literally has that person's back in what could very well be the single worst moment of their life, and they're going to hear you.
Correct.
And I mean,
that's a lot of responsibility.
It's a tremendous amount of responsibility.
Yeah.
It is. But you don't just handle the critical incidents. You also get the benign questions. How can I sign up? Where do I go? Where can I listen to Armed American Radio? I know all those questions come into the customer service department.
Oh, sure.
So you're the dictionary, quite frankly, or the encyclopedia.
Correct.
Of the organization.
Yep.
Wow. Well, thank you for everything that you do. It's a huge responsibility, and I know it's growing. Are you looking forward to moving into the new office?
Oh, absolutely.
65,000 square feet, not too far down the road from here. Breaking ground in spring. That's exciting
Things
stuff.
Are going amazingly. We were supposed to have 60 employees by the end of this year. Now we have, I think, 72, 74?
Yes.
It will be several hundred in the very, very
absolutely.
Near future. You know, I can remember, because I'm old, but I can remember meeting Tim and heading out to lunch after flying up to Wisconsin. He and I would head out to lunch, and there would be no one left to answer the phone when we went to lunch. What an amazing change from that one dream to where the USCCA is today. Renee Krause, thank you very much for everything that you do and for jumping in here in the studio with us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You got it. Kevin Michalowski and myself will be back right after this here from the USCCA World Headquarters in West Bend, Wisconsin. Don't go away. We'll wrap it up in the next segment. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the final segment of today's Armed American Radio Daily Defense. I want to tune you in a little bit to the Sunday Monster broadcast. It is going to be another epic lineup coming up this Sunday in just a few days. It's a good one. We are going to be addressing in some greater detail the un-Americans and their push to strip you of your gun rights. And I may be wrong. Barack Obama said that's not what he wants to do. But we'll be talking about it in detail on Sunday with an epic lineup. That lineup includes Mr. Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America, who will unload. I know Larry very well. Alan Gottlieb, who has been quoted on the headlines and been seen on television screens around the world since the Monday executive action or the Tuesday executive actions came down from head-on American Barack Obama, coming after certain parts of our Bill of Rights, which in my book, in estimation, is un-American. And you heard Tim Schmidt agree with that, as well as Kevin, just a little bit ago in the first segment. And then we're going to follow that up, as we always do, with some amazing commentary in the remainder of the broadcast. So make sure to tune in to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, or excuse me, Armed American Radio's Monster broadcast after this Daily Defense show. This will occur on Sunday. Kevin, welcome back.
Always happy to be here.
That what a great customer service. Wasn't that awesome?
Yep.
Renee was just great.
And we have a saying around here, unprecedented customer service, when we were trying to decide how we wanted to do things. Unprecedented customer service.
You know, there are two huge corporations that come to mind when I think of that, American Express and USAA. Mm-hmm. And I do business with both of them, and they are exceptional.
Yeah.
And the service here is at that level. It truly is, and you just heard why. She was awesome.
And we've been sending things over from our content team to make sure that people have checkoff lists. If people just call with an everyday question, you know, what's the difference between a double stack and a single stack? And our member service advisors can answer that. Every single employee here at Delta Defense has gone through Masada Yub's Mag 40 class, not just a Mag 20. We're getting them trained. We're making them experts. It's an outstanding organization.
Yeah, it really is. I've been privileged to watch it grow literally from its inception.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody here did the numbers just, I think, a week ago. I was number 32 as a member.
Wow.
32. There are over 100,000 plus now, 130,000. There are what? Yeah.
113,000 members and more than 150,000 who are also subscribers and readers to the magazine.
And 1.8 million newsletter readers.
No, we're well beyond 2 million.
Over 2 million now. Incredible stuff. So that the size and scope of this organization has just exploded. Now, let's talk about something else that this organization is great for, and that's Concealed Carry Magazine. I've been writing for the magazine for about 11 years now. It's hard to believe it's been that long. But it's guns. Now we're going to talk about some guns. And I'm going to open this up to you and then turn it over to you. The new issue hits when? Just hit stands?
We just got our sample copies day before yesterday. So it will be in the mailboxes within a couple of days.
The cover story is revolvers.
A lot of times we talk about auto pistols, and we wanted to make sure that the revolver fans, the wheel gun guys, got their due. And we talk about everything from how they work to how people can use them to different calibers. Calibers are coming back. You know, there's a story I wrote about the 327 Federal Magnum, things like that.
Right.
So it's we don't want to leave anyone out. That's what I always say. I told Tim that I will answer every question that any person has about concealed carry. And then when I answer all those questions, then I'll quit. So I got work for life.
No, but you're not going to quit. And I read every one of the things that I like to go to are the letters to the editor as soon as I get the magazine. It's one of those magazines I wait for just like anything else. I get it, and I've been writing for it for 11 years, and like I said, I was the 32nd member of record. Mm-hmm. So I've seen this thing not basically, but since the first issue. And the interesting part about it is, once you start on page one and you move through the magazine, you just can't put the thing down. I mean, I can't put it down. And my column appears on the last page. Yeah. So I got to go through the whole thing to get to my own words, which I love to do. Wheel guns. Let's talk wheel guns for a second. I'll tell you why this is a great little segue here. I'm looking for a new Smith & Wesson 686. Mm-hmm. I have not yet pulled the trigger. And I just bought a new Glock 43. And that's the single stack. What's the content of the next magazine?
The next edition is going to be the single stack issue.
Okay.
when people say single stacks, everyone thinks 1911. No, there are dozens of single stacks. The Glock 43 is one. The Walther CCP is another one. There's all sorts of thin, nice guns out there that are nice and easy to carry, and we wanted to address that. So many people think I got to have 18 rounds in the magazine and just fill it up in a big thick gun, and you don't have to. So there's lots.
Does
of
this
cool
have
stuff
the ability, though? Quite frankly, to reopen? Well, not reopen. I guess it's always been open. There are new shooters coming in. I'm talking about the caliber, the caliber debate. When you've got a single stack 9mm, like the 43, we'll talk about that because I have it. I carry it from time. It's actually my wife's gun, but I find it on my hip more than she finds it in her purse or on her hip. Quite frankly. Seven rounds of 9mm. Now you're going to hear. Those are those folks out there. Yep. You know what they say.
Uh-huh.
Self-defense starts with four and ends with what?
With five, right?
And here we've got, now we're paring down a smaller caliber and putting six, maybe plus one, in the pipe for seven rounds in this gun in a single stack slim nine. A lot of people went to the 9 because it had 17 plus 1. Are we opening up another war here?
Well, you know, like you said, we're not opening up the war. It's always going to be there. There's going to be a raging debate about, do I need a lot of 9mm rounds? Do I need just a few 45 caliber rounds? Do I need a 40 caliber?
See, now we're changing the dynamic difference. Because now we're down to, now we've got a few 9mm rounds.
And I look at it this way. We just finished up a great training series with Dave Young. And Dave said, you know, you're responsible for every round you put down range. So if you have a gun that has 15 rounds in it, that means you can engage 15 targets. Not that you just get to shoot 15 rounds.
That's a great point.
You know, so FBI stats show that gunfights don't typically expend lots of ammo. You can carry extra ammo with you, but if you carry a thin gun that's comfortable, you will carry it every day. You will have those seven rounds when you need them. Your 15 rounds won't be at home when you need seven or six.
And
I
can point to a tragic situation in a movie theater right down the road from my old home down in Wesley Chapel, Florida, a couple years ago that made national news when the individual was an off-duty or retired law enforcement officer. Yep. In fact, a former SWAT member of the Tampa PD who used a 380.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, it was the Glock 42 that he fired.
Yep.
One round, center of mass, and a death. Now, he's on trial for that right now. So one round of 380, seven rounds of 9mm. Nobody wants to get shot by anything.
Yeah, and modern ammunition is performing exceptionally well. You know, the old days in the 1960s when we didn't have good modern ammunition, yes, then there could be a great debate about which full metal jacket round is going to do better for you. But now, boy, modern defensive ammunition. Ed Combs runs our Clear Impact in Concealed Carry Magazine, and we are shooting ammunition into ballistic gel blocks, through bone, through pieces of leather, through, you know, anything else we can find. And we have not found brand name, good quality defensive ammunition to fail us in any way.
Yeah, modern ammunition, as I've watched a number of these. I go back to the SHOT Show years ago. I used to watch Pincus fire some of the PDX rounds, for example, and as the years progress, you see the progression of the of, and all you liberals out there, just go ahead and close your ears right now. The devastation, if you will, that today's modern ammunition in it's much smaller calibers. And I always like to say, Kevin, people used to say to me, because I always carry the 22 North American Arms, the mini mags. That's the gun you can carry when you can't carry a gun. I've had people say to me, "What are you carrying that pea shooter for? You might get something bigger than that." My response, well, tell you what, just take three steps in front of me. I'm going to put two in your chest and one in your forehead. Again, all you crazy liberals here, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No one's taking me up
no
on
one
that.
No one wants to get shot with anything. The the robbery in Florida in the Internet Cafe is the prime example of that. None of those robbers, those two robbers, stopped to ask that old man what he was shooting at them. He was shooting a little 380, a Kel-Tec 380.
And there were three robbers that bolted outside that
and
cafe.
As soon as the first round went off, they said, "I don't want nothing to do with this. Bullets are coming my way. I'm out."
And they're loud. A 22 Magnum makes a big bang.
Yep.
It's not TV. Mm-hmm. It's not myth. It's reality. Kevin, hey, thanks for being here
studio.
It's great to be home in the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in West Bend, Wisconsin. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue next week, and I will be back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on Sunday for the monster broadcast. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you on Sunday.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.